From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the man whose tailpipe emissions are always exactly as promised. Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We have a great show for you today. We're very excited about our guest, the singer-songwriter Jewel. She has a new book and a new album out. But we should also let you know, listening at home, if we sound a little cramped today, well, in the spirit of His Holiness Pope Francis, we've given up our usual luxurious theater, and we're doing this show all stuffed inside a Fiat.
I hope that's the shift lever I'm feeling, Peter.
So, give us a call before our circulation gets cut off. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Teresa calling from Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Smith College? Nice to hear from you.
Yay!
I love Smith. What do you study there?
I'm a government major and a public policy minor.
Okay, now, as you know, Smith College has its share of stereotypes. How well do you embody them?
I am literally the opposite.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've got long hair, and I'm a Republican.
Whoa!
Right?
Wow.
I know.
Were you like some sort of quota there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. They snuck me in the last spot.
Wow. Do they make you live in your own dorm?
Mm-hmm. I'm segregated off. It's me, wow. Nancy Reagan, and Barbara Bush all in the corner.
Well, welcome to the show, Teresa. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a once promising young author and storyteller whose life has come to this, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Teresa.
Next, host of the public radio show Live Wire, it's Luke Burbank.
Hey, Teresa.
And making her debut on our panel, it's a comedian performing September 30th through October 1st at the Improv in Atlanta, Georgia, Eliza Schlesinger.
Hi.
Teresa, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill? This time, Bill Curtis is going to inaugurate this week's show with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that. You win our prize. The voice of the immortal Carl Castle on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
You bet I am.
I bet you are. Here we go. Your first quote is from Pope Francis.
Jesus also was very popular. And look at how that turned out.
So the Pope was trying and failing to tamp down the excitement about his first ever visit to where this week?
The United States.
The United States, of course. How could you miss it? First time he had ever traveled to the U.S. The highlight of Pope Francis's first visit to our country was a speech to a joint session of Congress. It was substantive. It was also a little slow. Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell asleep right away, and instead of making fun of her this time, the other justices just got in there and spooned with her.
Well, wasn't there a congressman or two who like didn't attend or walked out or something?
There was one congressman who said he was going to boycott the speech because I believe in his words, the Pope could talk about global warming on his own time.
Right. So, you know, I grew up Catholic, and there used to be a saying like among Catholics that, you know, if there was like a real hardcore priest or a nun or something, they'd say, they're more conservative than the Pope.
Right.
And it was like saying somebody's dumber than a sack of hammers, because nobody's really dumber than a sack of hammers, but, you know, it's, you say that, and it's like there now are people more conservative than the Pope.
Yeah, it is a little
and
strange.
As it turns out, people dumber than a sack of hammers.
Maybe the same person.
Yeah. I know. The Pope did address issues in his speech that are most associated with the Democrats, immigration reform, and of course the environment. Many conservatives were not pleased with the Pope, so we're anxiously awaiting the first angry Republican to accuse the Pope of being a Muslim.
Peter. We just want to see the birth certificate,
yeah,
okay?
Just, you know, and I love, everybody loves the fact that he, you know, completely eschews the whole limo thing and drives around in this little Fiat.
But nobody knows that Fiat is also an Uber X. So he wants to make a little money, just fires up the phone. I was watching some of the coverage this week, and I feel like it is starting to get a little bit out of hand, a little bit breathless from the TV networks.
Yeah.
CNN had the breaking news banner out, and what they were covering was that the breaking news was that the Pope had gone to the Vatican residence in Washington, D.C. That headline could have been, Pope goes to the exact place a Pope would probably go.
Pope goes home.
Yeah. Like, Pope went to a strip club would be breaking news.
Yes. All right, very good. Here, Teresa, is your next quote.
Over the past 4 years, and with continual improvements, we have developed the Volkswagen.
So that was Adolf Hitler. Speaking back in 1938, and until this week, that was considered pretty much the worst thing to know about Volkswagens. But then we found out for the past few years, that company has been building their cars to do what?
Violate emission standards.
Yeah, basically they programmed their cars to lie. The diesel engines were supposed to be green, you know, environmentally friendly, but instead the actual cars were spewing out all kinds of pollution, oil slicks, nuclear waste, Adam Sandler movies, it was terrible. So,
Big Daddy too.
Oh. So VW, this is amazing. They programmed their cars to turn on the emission controls only when they were being tested, and then as soon as they were driven away, they turned off again. It's crazy evil, really. But then again, if you're a VW exec, you know no matter what terrible thing you do, it won't be the worst thing a German ever did.
A sliding scale.
Yeah. It really is.
I can't believe they've been able to harness the same technology I use regarding my beer belly when I'm at the beach.
Just it's basically
if someone's looking at it, I'm sucking it in. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they look away, it's like Ralph Cramden.
Although you might ask, because this is the genius part. How did the car know it was being tested? It's a car. It doesn't know. Well, think about it. If you got a probe shoved up your exhaust, you'd know something was up, too.
And I personally would stop reporting at that moment.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! All right, Teresa, for your last one is actually a series of quotations.
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
And?
Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
And finally?
It ain't over till it's over.
Well, sadly, it is over now. As this week we lost what baseball great and homespun philosopher who died at the age of 90?
Yogi Berra from
yes,
my hometown.
Yogi Berra. Yes, you're from St. Louis.
No, Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, you're from Montclair. He lived in Montclair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's interesting. He was born in St. Louis, Yogi Berra was, and he lived most of his life in Montclair. And some years ago, before his wife died, his wife said to him, Yogi, when you die, would you like to be buried back in St. Louis, your hometown, or here in New Jersey? And Yogi said, I don't know. Surprise me. He was, in addition to being quotable, he was a Hall of Fame catcher who played with DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. He was the last of an era. Now that he's gone, there are no more athletes alive that aren't jerks. And you know, what do athletes say now? All your quotes are like, I'll give 110%, or I'll also give 110%, and not guilty, Your Honor.
Didn't he have, a long-running beef with the Yankees after being a star and a manager for the Yankees?
He was a star for the Yankees. He managed the Yankees. And like some ridiculous, like 20 games into the season, if that, some underling came and said, oh, by the way, Yogi, you're fired. And Yogi was so offended, he never stepped foot in Yankee Stadium for 14 years.
What happened to bring him back? They had a picnic basket there?
The picnic basket?
Oh, wait.
Bill, how did Teresa do in our quiz?
She got 3 right. She's a winner. But since the Pope is in town, that automatically multiplies to 30.
I didn't know the Pope had that effect.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Teresa. Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much.